From Tidbits on September 27th, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. No more iTunes 1.51. If you read our article, 5 Essential Safari Extensions, you were likely compelled to download and install Florian Pichler's No More iTunes, a free extension that prevents iTunes from opening automatically when you click an iTunes store link on the web. Instead, you're presented with Apple's webpage about the song, video, or app in question without getting kicked out of the browser and directly into the iTunes store. Due to a licensing error, however, the extension certificate was revoked, causing Safari to disable it, and as a consequence, not provide a way to update to the latest version from within Safari's extensions preferences. This latest version fixes that problem and adds a status bar to the top of the webpage that notes No More iTunes blocked the link and includes an iTunes Store button to connect to the store. Adobe Flash Player 10.1.85.3. Adobe has updated Flash Player, which you interact with primarily in your web browser, to version 10.1.85.3 to address a security vulnerability that's actively being exploited in the wild against the Windows version of Flash Player. As of this writing, Macs aren't being targeted. To determine the version of Flash you're currently running, visit the About Flash Player page. If you need a new version, visit the Adobe Flash Player Download Center. If you're using Google Chrome, version 6.0.472.62 includes the new version of Flash Player and probably has updated itself automatically. DevonThink and DevonNote 2.0.4. DevonThink and DevonNote have been bumped to version 2.0.4 to add compatibility with the forthcoming DevonThink to Go iOS app, as well as the soon-to-be-released DevonAgent 2.5 software. DevonThink Pro Office now includes an import, OCR, and delete folder action for quick importing from scanners. Both the Pro Office Edition and the Pro Edition also offer integration with TaskPaper and Sente. All versions of DevonThink now include a service to make it easier to add files via the Finder's contextual menu and the option to install Safari 5 and Firefox extensions for the software. Full release notes are available at the Devon Technologies site. Security Update 2010-006. Apple has released Security Update 2010-006, an update exclusively for Macs running macOS 10.6.4 Snow Leopard. The update corrects a vulnerability in AFP Server, which manages file sharing. In certain situations, a remote attacker who knew a valid username on your Mac could log in without knowing the password and access folders shared via AFP. Apple recommends everyone running 10.6.4, both the desktop and server versions, install the patch, which is available via direct download or software update. TinkerTool 4.2. Marcel Bresink has released TinkerTool 4.2. New features in the system utility software, which lets you adjust all sorts of settings under macOS 10's hood, include the capability to force iTunes 10 to use a regular title bar with horizontal buttons, a preference for Apple Mail to prefer the plain text versions of HTML email messages when available, and the capability to disable all RSS features in Safari 4 and Safari 5. The new version of TinkerTool should work better for users with small screens and corrects the login issue with login items as well. Full release notes are available, and TinkerTool 4.2 requires macOS 10.4 Tiger or later. Mailplane 2.2. Uncomplex has updated Mailplane, their WebKit wrapper for Gmail's web interface, to version 2.2, adding support for Gmail's new Priority Inbox and more. In terms of Priority Inbox, Mailplane can now show unread counts and Growl notifications only for important messages. Speaking of unread counts, Mailplane now supports the TrueNew plugin that displays two inbox counts, unread and unseen, where the latter reflects messages that are new since you last used Gmail. Also new in Mailplane 2.2 is the capability to drag the title bar's proxy icon to get a Mailplane URL for any message or search. It's useful for linking to something specific in another of your applications. Other new features include automatic opening of safe attachments, just like Safari, and script support for automatically inserting a BCC address to send a copy of a message to a CRM or help desk system. Finally, Mailplane 2.2's Contacts More Actions export command works again, and the picture attachment optimization window avoids unwanted resizing. A blog post gives more details. Pro Applications Update 2010-02. Apple has released Pro Applications Update 2010-0-02, which, quote, adds compatibility for new camera formats, improves overall stability, and addresses a number of other minor issues. Apple isn't saying anything more useful other than that the update is recommended for all users of Final Cut Studio, Final Cut Server, and Logic Studio. The update includes Final Cut Pro 7.0.3, Motion 4.0.3, Color 1.5.3, Compressor 3.5.3, and Apple QMaster 3.5.3. Whew. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Food Software, Econ Technologies, and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Enks, and thanks for listening.